Larimer is a small neighborhood, and much of it is made up of open space. Blocks are scored with empty or demoed lots and vacant houses. Over the decades, many families moved away for better schools and lower crime, leaving behind mainly elderly and low-income residents. Today, about 1,700 people live in Larimer, and the community, covering less than a half square mile, is ready to revitalize itself. But Pat Clark of the consulting group Jackson Clark Partners says tackling redevelopment, even at that small scale, can be overwhelming when there's so much empty space.
That ghost is horrible to live with. To know what once was there and to see it gone and to have no control over it is an awful thing.
But the neighborhood is changing. At the corner of Larimer Avenue and Meadow Street, houses are going up. Traffic jams trying to move through the intersection clogged with construction trucks. It's all largely due to the work of the Larimer Consensus Group, the group of community stakeholders formed in 2007, piggybacking on earlier grassroots efforts. With the help of state lawmakers, the city government, the Urban Redevelopment Authority, and nonprofits, it put together a plan for the neighborhood's future. Clark and his business partner, Tracy Jackson, helped the Larimer Consensus Group shape and organize its ideas. Jackson says one of the unique qualities of the community is that its plan is not driven by developers or outside interests.
The community owns the plan. That's what's so great. It was a plan that was created by the community, and they own it and can hold the implementation accountable.
The Consensus Group's Larimer Vision Plan, years in the works, was released in 2010. The plan is built to take advantage of the neighborhood's open space. It's based on a self-sustaining model that includes stormwater management, environmentally friendly housing, and parkland. But it goes beyond physical space, says Donna Jackson, a longtime member of the Consensus Group. She says it's a blueprint for meeting the community's needs.
Housing, it was health, it was employment, it was recreation, school, churches, you know, the whole gamut.
One thing the group didn't want? Gentrification and the displacement of longtime residents. Pat Clark says keeping gentrification at bay will be a challenge.
The problem of what happens when properties are valued greater than they once were, how does that impact affordable rental housing? How does that impact people on fixed incomes who own homes? That's not Larimer's problem. That's not even Pittsburgh's problem. That's a large regional problem.
That shift can be seen just across the way in Larimer's bordering neighborhood of East Liberty. That community's economic renaissance has been highly touted, but residents in Larimer also note the steeply rising price of housing there, as well as ballooning rents in big commercial retailers. The $30 million Choice Neighborhoods grant may help keep Larimer's current residents from being priced out. But Fred Brown with the nonprofit Kingsley Association says it's not enough.
You can't put 1 year worth of funding or 2 years worth of funding into a community and expect that to be so catalytic that it erases 40 years of disinvestment.
That kind of turnaround will take commitment as residents work today for results that could take decades. Donna Jackson compares the level of patience and stamina to birthing a baby. And what does that baby look like when it's finally born?
Beautiful lawns, flowers, trees, paved sidewalks, people laughing, talking, sitting out, communing with each other, not feeling deprived of anything.
More new construction is set to begin this spring. For 90.5 WESA, I'm Larkin Page Jacobs.